Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Milwaukee Public Schools recently approved Brian Litzy as the new Senior Director of Milwaukee Recreation. Milwaukee Rec runs hundreds of programs in the city, from after-school care to youth sports and cooking classes. Litzy has been with Milwaukee Rec since 2002 and has worked in various leadership roles within the department over the years. Lake Effect's Excrit Nunez spoke with Litzy about his goals and priorities in this new role.
Just last month, you stepped into the role as the director of Milwaukee Recreation, but you've been with the department for a number of years, most recently as assistant director and manager of operations. Why did you decide to take on this new role?
I took it on because I felt like I was ready and I felt like I can serve the community and I felt like I can give my absolute all to the people of Milwaukee, Milwaukee Public Schools, and all the neighborhoods adjoining Milwaukee. I think I've been prepared for this for 23 years of working for Milwaukee Recreation. So it's given me a unique vantage point of the city, the inner workings of recreation, MPS, and I just think of the connections that I've made, and I want to make those collaborations even stronger because my goal and our goal of our department is to have healthy neighborhoods one at a time. A healthy Milwaukee is a healthy environment for all of us, for our schools, for our county. I just wanted to be a part of that so bad.
And as you mentioned, you began your career with Milwaukee Recreation in 2002.
Correct.
How did you first get interested and involved in public recreation?
Sure. Yeah, good question. I've been in college for a long time. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But one of my counselors just said, hey, what do you want to do? And I was like, oh, I love sports. That's all I've been doing all my life as a kid and things like that. And they were like, you want to be a PE teacher? I was like, I don't know about that. How about recreation? And I took my first rec class and I was hooked. I didn't know you could do that. And I didn't know what that experience was like. But once I started taking classes, I was like, I found my place, my village, I think.
Wow. And can you tell me a little bit about the positions that you've had during your time at Milwaukee Rec?
Sure. I started off as what we used to call assistant supervisor for after-school programs. So I worked in our community learning centers, better known as CLCs. So for years, I was assistant supervisor, moved my way up to supervisor, then a manager, and then a coordinator. So at some point, I oversaw all of the after-school programs within Milwaukee Public Schools. So that was over 80 or 90 programs at one time. So it gave, again, those experience. And after-school space for me at that time when I was doing that, it made me feel like I would hear parents say, we couldn't work without this program. And having our kids somewhere safe and where they have good adults and loving adults in front of them makes them go to work, you know, just feel good about being able to do that and come and get their kids. And sometimes kids don't want to go home because they're having so much fun. And that was like my first 10 years or 11 years of my career. And then after that, I moved up to manager of operations, assistant director, where I focused more on the operations, right? So making sure that we were funded well enough to do these programs. And then I started really working with my former director, Lynn Greb, with our revitalization program of our 52 playfields, which has been a huge success, right? I think Lynn and I both have the philosophy of that recreation is a right. Like, people should have good, clean spaces to recreate and be outside and have all those amenities that other places have. So we devised a plan based on equity, and we put together teams to do this. And we have about 12 or 13 that we've done. And the plan is to have all of them done at some point. You know, I may not be here to see it, but the work will live on because we've done some great planning. And just to see neighborhoods revitalized, not just the space, but neighborhoods because of what's been done there, It's great. And that's why I kind of came up with the theme of like one neighborhood at a time, right? Like until we get a total, you know, healthy Milwaukee. And I've loved it because I've got a chance to work with the city, county partners and partners in our neighborhood. And it's just been a great experience over those now 23 years to work in all those different areas.
What is it about Milwaukee Recreation that's made you want to stick around for so long?
Sure. It's been great because I'm not a native Milwaukee, and I'm from Chicago originally, and I lived in Chicago mostly all my life, except for, you know, college stints. And it was just the people. The job is great. I love what I do. But it's the people that I work with, my colleagues, and the people that I've met in the community, the kids, adults, and everybody that I've had a chance to interact with over my years has just made me love it, right? I heard stories when I first moved here as a 29, 30-year-old person, you know, of how much recreation played a part in the lives of Milwaukeeans, right? Like the playgrounds and the memories that they had. And then as I came up in the apartment, I would see kids that were in our after-school programs years later, and they wouldn't talk about their math class or anything like that. They would talk about the experiences when we took them somewhere or when they had a chance to do something. So making those lasting memories has been, for me, like one of the best things I can ever do in my life as part of this position or job, per se.
That's amazing. So like you mentioned, there are so many aspects of Milwaukee Recreation that your career has touched on. On top of the hundreds of educational and recreational programs Milwaukee Rec offers, the department also oversees the 52 playfields, youth sports, the playfield renovation project. I know you just started a few weeks ago, but how are you approaching the first few months of this new role?
A little different because, right, I've been embedded in Milwaukee, so I'm not coming in fresh, right? I have a different set of eyes than the former director, Lynn Greb, of course. But my thing is that I've come into it making some challenges to myself and to my team. And one of those challenges is that, you know, we love our social media presence, right? Like, we've grown so much with that. But what I really want our team to do and myself to do is get back out into community and meet people face to face, make those partnerships with our neighborhood associations, with our faith-based communities, really walk the neighborhoods to see what the kids and the families are doing and make those real deep-rooted connections with a handshake and a smile.
And so on top of that, are there any like major projects or goals you're looking forward to accomplishing?
Yeah, definitely our playfields, you know, definitely we want to keep doing that. We also have a community center that we're working on, and hopefully that will be 2027, I believe, that'll be up. And I think that'll be a great boost to the community on 76 in Silver Spring. So it'll be the first one that we've ever had where we took the existing school building that was no longer being used, and we're making it into a full-scale community center with a pool, gym, meeting spaces, and things like that. So that'll be a huge challenge for our team. And I want us to be innovative. I want us to think about new and vibrant programs and ideas that we can offer to the community, and with the help of the community to kind of let us know where we're missing and what things we can be doing that are new and fresh for them. So that's another challenge that I have for myself and my team. And I just think sustainability, right? Having quality service. When you call us, we should be able to fix your problem. Like, you know, if there's an issue, let us try to help you, right? And that's what all of my staff, I want, that's the goal of my staff, is to be able to, when that person hangs up that phone or that email, they said, yeah, they got great customer service from us. So,
you know, as we've talked about, Milwaukee has several neighborhoods with their own unique needs and values. How will you make sure to continue connecting and serving so many different communities?
Yeah, I think, again, you know, we have to have a presence, right? We have to show our faces, right? When you see that blue shirt, whether that's a part-time person or that's a full-time person, we have to be approachable and we have to be able to approach the community, right? Like, so welcoming, you know, events and things like that to welcome, you know, the neighborhood to show like, hey, these spaces are yours, right? They don't belong to us per se, they're yours. And just keep making those connections day by day, right? It doesn't happen overnight. And people have to trust you, right? There's, you know, different neighborhoods have their own different cultures and things like that. But I think we have to be embedded in those cultures as well to have the neighborhood trust. And along with, I mean, we can't do it by ourselves. So I love working with our, you know, local aldermen, local county supervisors, local school officials and things like that. So I think it's a group effort, and that's how I hope, you know, we can kind of take one neighborhood at a time and build those real lasting relationships.
Right. Well, before we wrap up, I want to ask you, how do you envision the future of Milwaukee Recreation?
The future of Milwaukee Recreation. I envision it as strong and vibrant, having collaborations and input from our neighborhoods and our community leaders and anybody in the community that uses our facilities and wants to use our facilities have a say in what's going on in their play field or in their community center. And we have open and vibrant spaces for everybody to use, and it's safe. Again, healthy neighborhoods means healthy schools, means healthy ecosystem. It all kind of trickles down. And that's how I see Milwaukee Rec playing its part in the whole system of Milwaukee.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really appreciate your time, and I'm excited to see Milwaukee Rec out there.
Again, we can't thank you enough. And anytime you want to have us and talk about programs or anything else, please let us know. We'll be here.
Brian Litzy is Milwaukee Recreation's new director, and he spoke with Lake Effect's X-Grid Nunez. He's the department's 11th director in its 114-year history.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.